The Drive with Rob and Roz, Jacaranda FM.
Do you want to read the mailbag one more time?
Yes. Over the weekend, my family and I went to one of our favorite lunch spots. We go there for breakfast after hiking with our dog, but we always have to go home to drop him because the cafe is not dog friendly. There were many other families with small children and babies, and it felt like the babies took turns crying and making a fuss. It made the entire experience almost unbearable, and we felt like we didn't have a moment's peace. My dog, on the other hand, would have just lied under the table and not made a sound. Why is the dog not allowed to go to cafes and other hangout spots, but your screaming, crying baby is? Dogs should be allowed anywhere babies are. Elisa.
You should be a sarcastic voice on Facebook.
Thank you.
You can read other people's Facebook voice like that.
I love it. I love it. I just want to have two contrasting text WhatsApps we got in. No, 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 no. Dogs should not be allowed in cafes, at markets, park runs, etc. As soon as something is dog friendly, I don't want to be there. That's Charnay. Then Carlia comes with the other side of the coin. Babies are the worst. Full stop. People can choose to go places that don't allow dogs, but babies are everywhere.
You cannot escape them. People keep taking small people with them.
Why?
What the heck? Rarig. Kyk, ek is all for, as jy jou hond iewers heen kan vat, dis reg, dit is wonderlik, ek sal love om my hond te kan saamvat, maar, weet jy wat, hier is die typiese mense, wat jou judge, as jou kind een meltdown in die winkel het, daar mense wat jou met soke judgy eyes aankyk, hoe durf jy laat jou kind so huil of skree in die winkel, die ouers vra nie, laat hulle kinders moet huil nie, hulle vra nie, laat hulle kinders moet skree nie, moet dan nie na een family restaurant toe gaan nie, moet nie, want duidelik, die verstaan jy niks aan kinders nie, die verstaan niks aan babas nie, gaan jy dan eers in een parkie so met jou hondekind en bly dan weg van die family restaurant af, dat mense met hulle skreeuwende babas in rust en vrede kan eet sonder judgy people.
Sonder judgy people, I love that.
Liesl telling us how she really feels.
Liesl, you're my favorite.
Listen, there are so many messages in at the moment.
Bang. There's no risk of my baby biting complete strangers, whereas your dog, on the other hand, yeah.
I don't know if that's 100% true. Your child could absolutely bite me in a restaurant. How do I know?
Wait, there's a message in from Elsabi. Mother of three human children, one dog, one cat, grandmother of one human, one bird, one dog. My dog is definitely the best behaved of them all. We also own our own restaurant. We have not had one dog here that has disturbed the peace, broken anything, or thrown a tantrum because they couldn't get a milkshake. Kids, on the other hand, eish, it's like their manners stay at home when they walk into a restaurant. Or maybe parents are not just teaching their kids manners anymore these days. Sorry, Roz. Thanks for entertaining us every day. Thank you, Elsa B.
Did she just call herself a bird Omar?
She's a bird Omar. She got to include all the kids that she's making this post about.
Here's an anonymous one. My sister can't have kids, so her dogs are her kids. I agree that dogs should be allowed everywhere. The worst thing to ever happen to the earth is humans. Humans suck.
And this person also agrees. Mense met skreeuwende babas moet leer om hulle kinders te beheer. Ek kan my hond beheer, so beheer jou kind.
You are unpopular. That is going to be an unpopular message. Dogs should be allowed anywhere babies are. That is the argument Lisa sparked this afternoon.
En ons kan nie bybly met die boodskappe nie.
0848500942. Who's on the right end of this?
Ons het 'n lang boodskap ingekry van anoniem, maar sy maak goeie punte. Dis duidelik vir my dat Lisa nie kinders het nie. As iemand met 'n kind en honde, kom ek sê vir jou my issue. Die papbaba wat skree is die minste van jou worries. Jy moet jou bekommer oor die kleuters. Wat doen 'n kind as hy 'n hond sien? Hy wil met hom gaan speel of hom wryf. Jou hond gaan verboureerd raak met vreemde kinders wat hom wil wryf. Twee, jy gaan frustreerd raak met vreemde kinders wat jou hond wil wryf. En ek gaan frustreerd raak om my kind te probeer weghou van jou hond af. So kry 'n hond vriendelike plek of eet by die huis. Liefde, anoniem.
Wow! Angelique says, public places, you've got space for kids as well as smokers, why don't they have dedicated dog areas? Some people don't realize it, but dogs can have separation anxiety. It's worse because you can't leave your house without arranging a sitter. Babies cry, but at least you can take them with you to do it in public.
Yeah.
I see, even if I want to eat, you can't leave alone.
Yes.
Then you're sort of stuck.
Yeah. Wendy, I agree that dogs should be allowed anywhere. People make a huge deal about cleanliness and behavior. Most dogs who are out in public are far more well-trained than most children.
Wow.
I have two kids and many pets, and I've never dealt with a dog throwing things around and yelling at me when they're having a meltdown. My daughter has definitely bitten more people than my dog has.
You see? What did I say to that message just now? And he said, my child's not going to bite you. How do I know?
Wayne's got the best solution here. Simple. Leave both the kids and the dogs at home.
Every parent just applauded. If that were possible, that'd be the one. Yeah, heated discussion. It'll keep heating on the Facebook page, I reckon.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Well, you're absolutely like, no.
No.
Not having
And I love dogs.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think that my baby has more of a right to be in a restaurant than a dog does.
I'll be honest, dogs should be allowed anywhere the babies are. I'm not sure if I agree with it, to be honest.